He's come in to help us up front. He's certainly different to what we've got. Powerful, tall, quick, and hopefully he'll score a few goals as well as, along with the rest of the boys. So we're really pleased to bring him in to strengthen our forward line especially, and strengthen the squad.
That sort of brings an end to this search for a target man type that you've been after from day one, doesn't it?
It is. It seems ages that we've looked and watched and travelled a long way to try and find a, not so much a taller, but a little bit different than what we've got. I think we've got lots of guile, lots of quality on the ball. We certainly have goal scorers, and we just needed that little bit of difference. And we've looked the width and breadth of the length of the country, and eventually we've managed to secure the lad to come on loan until the end of the season.
You've got some really hard-working forwards at this club, haven't you? But does he offer just an out ball that maybe if you're under pressure you might need to hit him?
Well, he does, yes, and I think we have wide players in the team as well that like to cross the ball. And you know, if he can get on the end of a few crosses, that'd be fantastic. If he can get in behind the opposition defenders and push us further up the team, that's even better. So, you know, having that mixture and having that change gives us lots of options.
Now you're talking transfers. Can we ask you any more, Neil?
Listen, I think we've done really, really well. I think we've secured Hayden White on a long-term deal until the end of the season. We did try and sign him, but Bolton weren't having it. We've secured Williamson, who's been on loan and showed really good potential. So we're really happy to sign him on a long-term contract. We've obviously got Phyllis Kirk and Yates come in. So I think we've been very active and, you know, we'll pick and choose if we need to add any more. The window's still plenty of time for the window, but I think, you know, in the first couple of weeks of January, I think we've done brilliant.
Is the goalkeeping department something that's still being looked at?
That's ongoing at the moment, and we might have a little bit of news for you early next week.
In terms of Jones, you just mentioned him then. Not far away now?
Well, he's not far away. We've kept in constant contact with him all the time to make sure that he's all right. He's actually been across to watch a couple of games as well. So he's ready and raring to go. He can see that the games that he's been to, he's been impressed with what he's seen, and he wants to be involved in that because he went through a run where he first came into the team. We didn't do very well, and then he left him out for a couple of games, brought him back, and he was just finding that form before he got injured. So we've been happy to work alongside Liverpool for his rehab, to making sure that he's all right. And as I say, we've kept in touch with him to make sure that he still felt wanted at this football club, and he can't wait to come back.
How good has it been to have Ameson around to be able to plug that gap, so to speak? And he's really impressed in midfield as well, hasn't he?
Well, he's impressed in both, I think. I think obviously the injury to Clark Robinson was a big blow to us, but not as big as blows what it would have been if I hadn't had Will. He was sitting in front of the back four doing a job there for us and on the way we played on a couple of games, and then he's just slotted in as I thought he would do in the back four, and he's had two exceptional games for me.
In terms of the lads who have been out the last few games, are they showing signs of getting closer?
Yeah, Mark's been training, so we're hopeful that Mark Cullen's going to be fit and available for Saturday, which is excellent. Martin Patterson's still struggling with his calf, so he's a little bit of a doubt for Saturday. And as for the rest, I think a few knocks and bruises off Saturday, but everybody else should be okay.
I know you brought Redshaw on a couple of games ago, a lot earlier than you'd have liked to, but has he responded fully now? Is he looking fully fit again?
His shin splints haven't gone away, but we're man-managing them much better. And I thought in the game that he came on when we didn't really want to put him on, I suppose, he did reasonably well, and I thought he played excellent on Saturday against Scunthorpe and created lots of opportunities for the team, as well as causing Scunthorpe's back four lots and lots of problems. So he's had a good week's training again, so we'll see how he is over the next couple of days.